I wanna put your ass in the coffin, son. Cause you didn't fuck with niggas like myself for too long. It's time to grab my motherfucking eye to get it on. Mr. Officer, cook it off for some. I wanna put your ass in the coffin, son. Cause you didn't fuck with niggas like myself for too long. It's time to grab my motherfucking shit and get it on.
Oh, Mr. Officer, cook it officer, what's happening? You beat another black man's ass and now you high capping, friend. Do I have to move the river Oaks and bleach my fucking skin so I could look like these white folks just to get some assistance? Because the brutality in my neighborhood is getting persistent. Cause you wanna harass me, yeah. And if I talk back, you wanna bust my black ass, G. Just like Rodney King. But if you try that shit with me, it's gonna be a different scene. Try to pull me over on a dark road, but I'll be damned if I don't grab my nine and unload until every blue shirt turns red. You heard what I said. I want all you crooked motherfuckers dead. So you better start picking out your coffin, sir, cause I'm coming after your ass.
Mr. Officer, cook it off, sir. I wanna put your ass in the coffin, sir. Cause you didn't fuck with niggas like myself for too long. It's time to grab my motherfucking eye and get it on. Mr. Officer.
All right, WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast when the fuck we feel like it. Sean right back in the building. And yes, RIP to Bushwick Bill. That's the ghetto boys right there. Crooked officer, if you didn't know, now you fucking know. And once again, RIP to Bushwick Bill. He died of pancreatic cancer recently and just want to pay the proper respect to him, give him a nice send off and send his family some well wishes and everything. Of course, a Houston legend. The Ghetto Boys, Houston Legends, Scarface, Willie D, Bushwick Bill, all legends and respected in their own rights. And yeah, man, it's really not much to say. RIP. And I already know people are probably wondering if I'm still garbage and whatnot because I haven't been putting out episodes. But no, I actually recorded an episode last week, but I didn't put it out because I was so eager to record with the new content, the new quality, sound quality, and equipment. Because I've always struggled with sound quality. I've never liked how my podcast sound. It was always a fucking grievance of mine. I always hated that shit with a passion. I'm very particular how I do things. So behind the scenes, I just been getting things in order and studying shit and figuring out the best way I can up my production quality. And I think I finally got it mastered right now and figured out exactly how I want to do it. And also, people, by no means am I an audio engineer. And people also have to understand that I'm doing all this by myself, figuring all this shit out, piecing all this shit together, trying to get this shit moving for the people. Although the listenership is very low, I appreciate everybody who listens. As I always say, I'm definitely not taking anything for granted. I appreciate anybody who takes time out to listen to me, as I always say every fucking episode, and I will continue to say it every episode because it is very important to me that people really understand that. And yeah, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. I actually love what I do. I love creating podcasts. I love creating content. I love creating, period. So I just want the streets to know and understand that I really fuck with this shit. And I have been making strides behind the scenes to make shit better. And hopefully y'all can hear the sound difference and everything. Because once again, I'm not an audio engineer, so I'm still tweaking things here and there and trying to figure out the best way to get this shit out there to the people. But yeah, man, tying in with the introduction song that I just played, I guess I'll dive into the When They See Us or Central Park 5 or however you want to look at it. It's just very weird because this shit happened in 1989, pretty much 30 years ago, and people are just now outraged by it today. And also a lot of you goofy motherfuckers who voted for Trump or said positive things about Trump. Trump was trying to give these boys the death penalty back then. He was putting ads out and all type of shit, trying to get these boys the death penalty. And if he had it his way, they would be dead before they were even found not guilty or exonerated of all the charges. So I just find all this shit kind of ridiculous. It's kind of weird to see this whole blow up and this whole public outrage of something that happened 30 years ago, when in reality, things have happened recently that are just as egregious or maybe even worse, and people aren't outraged by it. So I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of confused by it. Although I was already pissed off because I knew about this shit fucking years ago. So I don't know. I really don't even know fully what I want to say about this shit. It's just fucking aggravating that people have just now found compassion. People have just now started looking outside of their own existence and realizing that other shit is going on in the world around them. On one end, I guess I should be happy that people are speaking out about this type of shit. But at the same time, you can't fucking wait 50 years for this shit. You gotta fucking get in the game. And who gives a fuck if you're outraged? Outrage don't do shit. You gotta put some action into play. And yes, I understand the prosecutor start losing jobs and other shit like that. But I mean, she's probably made so much money now that she could really retire. But who fucking knows, man? I guess it's never too late. But at the same time, you can't wait till the whole fucking ship to sink until you jump off that bitch. You got to jump off the ship way before that bitch sinks. But as I always say, it is what it is, man. It is what it fucking is. And I've been having my back and forth about if I should watch it or not. Everybody around me has been telling me to watch it, but I have no desire to be pissed off right now. I'm already pissed off enough as it is. I don't want to add on to my pissed off levels. My pissed off levels are always high anyway. Not really. I don't really be pissed off. I actually be annoyed by a lot of shit. Pissed off, I'm very rarely pissed off. But yes, I'm annoyed every fucking day because I just see a lot of inconsiderate shit going on. But I probably will watch it because I am in the content business. I am, you know, in the business of reviewing things and looking at things and providing commentary on things. So at some point I will watch it, but I'm not in a rush because, again, I'm not looking to be emotionally invested in some shit that happened 30 years ago and get re-pissed off about some shit that I really already knew about. I saw the documentaries, I saw the interviews, I saw the deposition videos of the each individual boys and all this type of shit. And I just really have no desire to see it right at this moment, but I will at some point. But people know my mindset. That's why everybody's recommending it to me, because they already know how I think about things and how I speak about things. So I do appreciate everybody trying to keep me in the know. But you know, my research game is at an all-time high, so I really already be on it. But you know, I'm always open for suggestions though, so keep the comments coming in, keep the feedback coming in. I appreciate it. But what I always tell people is this is just the one situation that they're highlighting. This shit happens every fucking day. There are plenty of other people who didn't get any fucking reparation payback type of situation going on. They're still in prison right now. They're still on death row right now. They may have already died. They've already maybe have been raped or murdered or committed suicide all over some shit that they didn't do. This is just one story out of millions. So no, I'm not fucking fixated on this one individual story. The story is sad and unfortunate, and I'm not minimizing their grief or their story by any means at all. But I do get annoyed by some people who act like this is a one-off situation. No, this happens every fucking day. A U.S. Marshal just murdered a fucking black boy the other fucking day, like a couple days ago type shit. Shot him like 16 to 20 times over some bullshit. And that's just one story, again, out of hundreds of other ones, thousands of other ones, hundreds of thousands of other ones. So that's my little Central Park 5 rant, I guess. And again, my first episode or my first piece of content was a collaborative effort with No Boundaries Podcast under the new sound quality. And it's a very good episode. Great episode, if I might say so myself. Again, we said some outlandish things on there. I'm sure I'm going to hear a lot of feedback and outrage about that one. But, you know, we'll see. It's going to be funny. I know that one going to stir some feathers. Stir some feathers? Is that what you call it? I'm pretty sure I fucked that one up. Ruffle some feathers. But yeah, man. I'm loving this new setup that I have right now. The sound quality is amazing to me. I feel like it's a far cry. And it's leagues above what I was currently producing. And I can't wait till y'all hear this shit, man. I'm loving it right now. Got me back on my shit. And once again, no, I wasn't procrastinating. I was just, you know, quarterbacking things behind the scenes, making shit damn near perfect. I'm always trying to look for ways to improve. I'm always listening back, looking for ways I could say things better. I could point things out better, all this type of shit. It's not on some lazy shit. I'm doing other shit too, as I always say. But again, I appreciate everybody for listening. I don't want to get too redundant. But my boy 50 Cent out here, damn near about to beat up fucking fans and shit. Well, it wasn't a fan. It was like an annoying dude, once again, running up on some groupie shit. I've talked about this shit 100 times before, but stop running up on people. Nobody gives a fuck what you got going on. That would be like me running up on 50 Cent, begging him to listen to my podcast and all this type of shit. The opportunity has to present itself. Timing is everything. You can't just cram shit down people's throats, man. Pause. You got to let people come into the information. It's cool that you got some shit going on, but there's a way to do everything. And the way that man jumped in front of 50 Cent and tried to get him to listen to his music and look at his IG and all this type of shit. No, dog. You lucky 50 Cent ain't beat the brakes off of you. 50 Cent is a street cat, a street legend. This man was catching chairs that was being thrown at him on stage and shit, man. He done had memorable hood moments. And he aggressively handles situations. 50 Cent is very hands-on with how he operates. So this man is lucky he ain't get beat the fuck up or get his jaw broken or some shit. Between 50 Cent and DaBaby, these is two niggas you don't want to run up on, man. It's going to be bad for you. Real bad. But yeah, that shit's crazy. I see 50 Cent still wearing G-Unit clothing. I'm glad somebody's keeping it alive and shit. That boy fashion statements is wild, man. For him to be so rich, you would think he had some sort of sense of style. But of course, money can't buy style. I always say that, but it's just funny to see how he was dressed during the altercation. But it's all good, man. If I'm getting that power money, I dress like that too. Although I really don't fuck with that show. I argue with people at work about that shit all the time. I think Power's kind of trash. But that's a whole nother story for another day. I would also like to give a congratulations to the Toronto Raptors. Of course, they just won the NBA championship. Just beat the Golden State Warriors, which I really don't give a fuck. I just hate the fact that I got to listen to Drake for a fucking year straight. I also said that on the No Boundaries podcast, but I got to say this shit again because that shit is that fucking annoying. I got to hear Drake fucking do interviews and shit like he won a championship himself. With Jay from No Boundaries just made it worse for me. He just let me know that Drake is also going to get a championship ring because he's an ambassador of the team. Which I remember he was an ambassador, but I forgot that he could possibly get a ring from this shit. Now we got to hear that bullshit. This motherfucker Drake is unstoppable, man. This motherfucker has a fucking ring. A championship ring. That's the last thing we needed. That is the last fucking thing we needed. God damn it. Guess it's God's plan, man. Coming right back in front of us. In front of our very eyes. This is some bullshit. Bullshit, champ. God damn it. I know it sounds like I'm a Drake hater, but fuck it. This dude is just annoying. I'm not mad at him, but he has a lot of annoying qualities. I tell you that damn much. Now this motherfucker got OVO championship rings and shit. This is some bullshit. I saw he released two tracks too. I haven't listened to him yet because, again, I hate loose tracks for the most part. I don't really fuck with loose track bullshit like that. I can't do it. I need real music, real projects. That's the type of shit I'm into. I'm not into that one-off shit. I like thought out pieces of work. But yeah, man. I also saw that the cops was fighting the fucking NBA exec of the Toronto Raptors. I forgot what he actually is, his official title. I don't fucking remember. I just remember that. Motherfucker jabbing the cops and shit, getting the fucking cops right up off of him. It's like, dog, why you trying to be a fucking pest? You knew who the fuck this man was. You knew this man was part of the team. You were just fucking salty that y'all fucking lost the fucking championship, and now you want to stop this man from shining and shit. He punched you, pushed you out the way, and shitted on you and hoisted the trophy up like a true champion should. Now you look equally stupid. Now you want to file charges on him and shit. And I hope he doesn't have to pay anything. I hope he doesn't get fined, which is probably unlikely because you know how the game goes. All this bullshit. It's two parts. They was hating because they won, and it's probably some fucking racist type shit going on. Some racial undertones there or some shit. Who fucking knows? It's some circus shit regardless, whatever it is. It was some whole ass shit all the way around, no matter how you fucking slice it. But I'm sure Drake will probably do his little magic and get him off safely or some bullshit. Who knows? Give the cops some tickets to his concert or some bullshit. I want to see what Ayesha Curry gonna do with all this shit. Is she gonna fucking cheat on Steph Curry because he lost the championship? My boy Steph trying to add a ring. She trying to take hers off and shit. It's bad business. I guess that's why Steph couldn't guard nobody because he was too busy playing defense on fucking Ayesha and shit. Trying to stop all those extraneous penises coming her way. In the physical and in the DMs. That'll keep you busier on the offseason and during the season. I'm sure he was pretty exhausted. But I'm done with that Ayesha shit. A lot of women trying to defend Ayesha and her outrageous outtakes, but I haven't really heard a good, legitimate reason as to why what she was saying made sense. I mean, of course, it always feels good to have attention. Nobody's denying that shit. Of course, I want people to listen to the podcast and this type of shit. But I'm also not on the internet shirtless and shit trying to get fucking viewers to the podcast. I'm not doing all type of goofy shit trying to gain attention. So that's the only reason I didn't like what she said. I found that to be distasteful, how she handled that situation and what she said and all that type of shit. But of course, that shit is old now, so yeah, motherfuckers don't even care about that shit anymore, more than likely. But I'm trying to think what else been jumping off recently in my absence. We had the whole Black Mirror shit, which we went in depth with on the No Boundaries podcast. We covered all that shit. If y'all want to hear that breakdown and review, give that episode a listen. Some high quality shit on there. Broke a lot of shit down. Cracked a couple jokes. Talked all shit. You know, typical shit. It just started raining right now, by the way, so I don't know if you're going to hear rain during the recording or not. What can you do? Rain, the sound of passion. And for new people, that's an inside joke. You have to hear an earlier episode to understand what that is, but yeah. And yes, that was the fucking GM of the Raptors. That's who it was that fought the officer. But yeah, fuck that cop. And speaking about the NBA, I see they fucking about to fucking save LeBron ass once again. The fucking Anthony Davis trade went through. He's gonna officially be a Los Angeles Laker now, paired with LeBron James. Getting bailed out once again. See how this shit works. I'm surprised they traded Lonzo Ball. That shit's pretty crazy. Lonzo and his dad were actually at LaMelo's game while they got the news. So you get to see their reactions in real time. Shit's crazy. It's kind of fucked up for Lonzo because Lonzo is a good dude. His father's just on some super annoying type shit. At first, you know, I would always defend fucking, fuck is his name? LeVar. I would always defend LeVar at first because, you know, He was a black father. He was doing right for his children and all this type of shit. But he started making some real bullshit, pig-headed fucking moves that just weren't adding up. He pretty much fucked off the middle brother. Fucked up his chances of being in the NBA. Although he did something stupid in the first place. Stealing and shit from China or wherever he was at. I don't remember. But he still had the ability to play for UCLA. And his father declined and pulled his son out to school and shit. On some dickhead type shit. Then his business partner was stealing millions of dollars. And fucking off Lonzo's money and all this type shit. Then you got the fucking youngest son. Pretty much fucked up his college eligibility. But lucky for him, he ended up growing a foot. If LaMelo Ball wouldn't have grown a foot, he probably wouldn't be going to the NBA because he's more than likely going to make it into the league as well as his older brother Lonzo did. But it's only because he grew a fucking foot and he's getting stronger and he's playing pretty decent. He still makes a lot of bullshit moves, but you know, as of right now, he looks pretty good. I'm not going to shit on him. But back to LeBron, bum ass. And it's crazy to call a billionaire a bum, but on the court only. I just hate that he's going to get bailed out once again. And may even get fucking Kyrie on the team. Who fucking knows? I doubt that though. Or at least I hope that they don't fucking get paired back together. That's gonna piss me off. I don't know why I would, because I don't even watch the games. I probably watched, what, 2 games this entire season, if that. And 2 of them was finals games. I don't be watching this shit, man. It's too time consuming. I just can't do it. But I've said that many times before. So I'll let that ride. But, you know, once again, I hope Lonzo lands on his feet. I hope he doesn't turn into Austin Rivers. I hope he's able to play with Zion Williamson and they make some real live shit jump off. He'll probably have more freedom on the Pelicans anyway. Pelicans ain't got shit going on. To me, AD should have stayed in New Orleans with Zion though. That shit would have been cold. But he already fucking stuck a knife into the team. So he already made his discomfort known. So it would be weird to stay on the team where you've already said that they're trash. So I get why he left, but I hate that he's playing with LeBron, though. I don't like that shit at all. But anyway, I don't want to get too heavy on sports because I know a lot of people don't give a fuck about sports. This is what a lot of people don't understand. Other forms of entertainment have now taken up the role of sports. A lot of people don't even watch sports anymore. I try to tell people this shit, but people don't really understand this shit. Sports is like on some lower end type shit now in terms of entertainment. I'm fucking watching podcasts and shit on YouTube. I'm watching documentaries. I'm watching fucking series, all type of shit. I'm not watching fucking sports. Sports is like the last thing on my mind type shit. It's becoming that way for a lot of other people as well. Also, these bullshit commentators and these people who are so-called experts on the sport saying nonsense just to, you know, keep their name afloat, to keep ratings afloat and all this shit. But all this shit is losing ratings and going out of business and shit. So, you know, there are better ways to consume this type of media. Like, you better off listening to a sports podcast and watching ESPN and shit. You're going to get way better content out of a fucking podcast because people really love it. These other people are just doing it for a check. Right now, a lot of people are doing it off strictly passion. They're not getting paid. As a matter of fact, like, I don't get paid for this podcast. I've actually lost money. I've put a lot of money into this shit. And when I say lost money, I don't mean it in a negative way or anything. I just mean I put a lot of upfront money into this shit. And I don't regret it at all. Like I say, I love what I do. I love recording, despite what people think. Like I say, with procrastination and all that type of shit. But there's really other factors and shit, too. You have to understand, these other people who get paid to do what they do, they get to go on fucking vacations. They're traveling the world. They're seeing all these other different experiences and shit. I'm going off fucking previous experiences and shit like that. If you're not experiencing new things every day and all this type of shit, you're going to run out of things to say or run out of things that you might be interested in saying. So that's why sometimes I don't put out episodes. That's the main real reason why I don't. If I don't feel like I have anything quality to say, I'm not going to say it. It just is what it is. I always strive for high quality shit. I'd rather have some good shit to say than some bullshit to say. And I'm never going to fucking force my hand just to stay afloat or just to stay competitive with other podcasts. I'm not competing with anybody. I'm only competing with myself. I'm only trying to outdo what I do. I'm not trying to outdo what anybody else does. Nobody else's podcast is on my mind when I record my shit or when I say what I have to say. I'm not thinking about anybody else. I'm not concerned with anybody else. None of that shit. I do what I want to do. And when I feel like it's time to come out there and put some shit out to the streets, that's when I do it. But I know people who listen to podcasts, not even necessarily mine, just podcasts in general or media in general. I know you want your weekly fix. I know you want to listen to it at work or on the way to work or on the way from work. Or at the gym or whatnot. I understand it. I definitely don't want to deprive people of entertainment. But at the same time, you know, it has to be something that I feel good about. It has to be something that means something to me before I put it out. If I don't feel good about it, I won't release it. Just like my last episode, I didn't release it because I didn't feel good about it. But I did actually record. I've done that a couple times, actually. I just never mentioned it before. And it wasn't that the episodes were trash or anything. I don't know. When I have a feeling like that, I just go with my heart and I don't do it. Or I go with my heart and I do it. It just all depends on the situation and the timing. But once again, hopefully somebody can leave some comments and let me know if the sound quality is where I think it is. And yeah, once again, I appreciate you for listening. At some point, this shit's going to pay off because I'm pretty much building pretty much like a real studio type of environment. High quality shit where I could use this shit for all type of shit. I actually have other equipment that I haven't even utilized yet on the show. I mean, I have soundboards. I have all type of shit. I have voice digitizers, like the auto-tune type shit and all kind of shit going on. I just haven't utilized it on the podcast yet because I'm still tinkering with it and, you know, trying to get it up to speed and get my knowledge of it up to speed to where I could do it flawlessly and it's not forced once again. So all this is a learning process. Once again, I'm not a fucking audio engineer. I'm not a fucking tech wizard or nothing like that. I just dive into things that I love, pause, and figure it out along the way. I'm always head first. I just jump into shit and make shit happen. That's just what I do. Because anybody who's looking to get into podcasting or anything, you really don't need all this shit. You could record a podcast with a fucking iPhone if you wanted to. But you know, I'm aiming for bigger things. I'm aiming for other things as well, not just podcasting. Also, I'm trying to build things to where, you know, my nieces and nephews can use it because, you know, they sing, they fucking play instruments, they do all type of shit, man. So I'm trying to create things for other people as well to where they could just come over here and get a one-stop shop of equipment and just turn this bitch into a real professional place to get a lot of shit done. Audio, video, fucking, I don't know, anything. And I'm trying to make this episode about me, but I'm just trying to provide people with information if they were wondering how they can jump into the game or why I'm so deliberate with everything that I do. Because I'm very fucking picky with everything I do. With what I wear, with what I say, with how I move, with the people I align myself with, everything. Everything has a purpose with me. A lot of people don't move with purpose. That's why they don't understand what I do. If you don't understand what I do, you probably don't move with a purpose. You need to find purpose. A lot of people struggle with that. They live their whole life without having a real purpose. I know what my purpose is. I'm trying to reach out to people. I'm trying to help bring awareness. I'm trying to help people through situations. Let people know that things can be better for you. All type of shit. That you can realize your dreams and goals, ambitions. All this shit is right there at your fingertips. You can really make some shit happen. You just gotta jump in the game. A lot of people want this shit given to them. This shit, nobody gives a fuck about you. You have to give a fuck about yourself first. You have to. Nobody else cares about what you got going on. Nobody cares about what you went through. Nobody cares what you're going through. Nobody cares if your mom died or your dad died or what's going on. Only people who are truly in your corner, who really love you, care about that type of shit. And that's not many people even then. Outside of that, nobody gives a fuck what you got going on. You got to jump in the game. Fuck your feelings and fuck your excuses. What are you going to do? So yeah, if you're looking into podcasting or being a YouTuber, just get in the game. You can record YouTube videos with your phone. You can record podcasts with your phone. You could upload it to the Anchor app and all this type of shit. There's plenty of media and software available to you to where you don't really need anything crazy. You could download soundboard apps on your cell phone. All this shit is really at your fingertips. You could just jump in the game easily. The shit is not hard. The only thing hard is, you know, being dedicated, creating content, staying fresh, having something to say. Once again, having a purpose. It's not even just about podcasts or anything else either. I'm talking about anything that you want to do. A lot of people want you to work for them type shit. It's like, dog, no, I don't want to work for you. I'm telling you the game so you could do it yourself. I'm not doing this shit for you. You get in the game. You. Y-O-U. Stop waiting for me. I don't have shit to do with you. In the way that you move and you don't have shit to do with you. That's the craziest thing. It's like, dog, who are you? You couldn't be yourself on Halloween. A lot of people are terrified to be themselves. And the shit is annoying. The shit is depressing. The shit is sad. And that's millions of people out there. And I don't want to talk to you because you're annoying. You have no identity. You have nothing to say. You have nothing to talk about. It's just fucking small talk. You're not going to small talk me to death. I'm going to walk away because I don't want to hear it. There's nothing to talk about. Every day our society gets worse and worse in terms of people with just these small mindsets, these small scopes of the world. They just want to post a fucking IG caption and go to Starbucks. There's more to life than that. Fuck you. Fuck your IG and fuck your Starbucks coffee. I don't want to hear shit about it. I don't want to see your little bullshit picture. I don't want to see none of this shit. I don't want to watch your live video. It's just a lot of weirdo shit going on right now. And it's disheartening. It damn near makes me not want to record sometimes and shit. Because it's like, what the fuck is the point? A lot of these motherfuckers ain't about shit. And I'm not implying anybody listening. As I always say, I'm not talking about people who are listening. If you are listening to me, you have at least somewhat of an understanding of what I'm talking about, because you've heard many of my other podcast episodes, so you already know what time it is. And if you're listening to me, you relate to some shit I'm saying at some point. You may not agree with everything, of course, but you know, you're relating to something or appreciating something the same way I appreciate y'all. So I don't feel like I have to explain that type of shit to y'all, but at the same time, I will. But when I speak about shit, I'm typically speaking in general, unless I say somebody's name. You would know when I say somebody's name, because you already know I'm always doing that shit. From the Steve Harveys to the Oprahs to whoever the fuck else I choose to talk about. If I don't put a name on it, that means I'm speaking in general. But people are so fucking eager to be offended. That's what people are now. People, you know, they in that double dutch stance, waiting to jump in, waiting to be offended. And y'all need to kill y'all fucking selves, man. Y'all are so fucking annoying. Y'all are just in the fucking way and a waste of life. Stop being eager to be offended. What are you going to do about it? Outside of trying to get somebody else fired for some shit that you probably doing worse things of. Motherfuckers be at work trying to get somebody else fired. If you at work trying to get somebody else fired, that means you're not doing your job. What the fuck are you doing? And why the fuck are you worried about me? This is shit I be talking about. And once again, this is one of those times where I'm not even in a joking mood. Because not every episode I create is all about jokes and all this shit, you know. I dibble and dabble. I try to mix and match. I try to provide balances and shit like that. But right now, the world is just fucked up right now. A lot of people are just fucking in the way. And I ain't talking on some population control shit, but at the same time, y'all need to just get the fuck out the way, man. It's the same thing I was saying about this Central Park 5 shit, man. These motherfucker parents gave their children to the system. They told their children to lie down. They told their children to take this ass whooping so you can come home, and made their children do fucking 15 years in prison type shit. What kind of whole ass shit is that? I would never in my life tell my children to lie down for nobody. Fuck I look like. That's why I always look at the older generation kind of on some side eye type shit, because a lot of these motherfuckers wasn't about shit. They was on some circus shit, man. They was on some bowing down type shit. We lost that class of people who is really fighting back, putting the pressure on people's asses and shit. That's why you see all these black people getting murdered in the middle of the street, because it ain't no get back to that. There's no recourse. They not afraid when they go home. They not looking out their window thinking that somebody outside about to blow their house up. Because you touch anybody I know, I'm not calling the cops. I'm telling you that right now. I'm looking for you. Where are you at? You're not touching none of my people. And you're going to just walk away scot-free. That's not going to happen. And more people need to think like that, because it's just some sad shit going on right now. If you think you're just going to harm somebody around me, you out your fucking mind. You're going to get all your brains blown out. All your noodles going to be on the ground. I'm sorry. And I ain't trying to talk on the aggressive thug shit. I am no thug. I'm not aggressive. None of this shit. But at the same time, I die for real shit. And none of you motherfuckers touching people I love. It's just not going to happen. Not without some real recourse. But all these people just getting their fucking brains blown out in the middle of the street and shit. And ain't shit happening. And it's all because people ain't standing up for shit. Now somebody step on your shoe or somebody break your cell phone or some shit. Now you want to fight. You want to kill somebody over road rage type shit. But you don't want to stand up for no real life-threatening shit. But yeah, man, it is what it is. Once again, it's your boy Sean. Coming at y'all boys and girls in glorious HD, in high fidelity. Hope y'all enjoyed yourself. I enjoyed myself, even though I sounded probably annoyed and angry. But yeah, man, WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, will be broadcast when the fuck we feel like it. Sean, gone.